SCO, and it's time for the Saturday special. Here's MZ.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm fine, boss. How are you?
Well, excellent, excellent. So you got a lot of extra traffic today, huh? I think it's the day before Christmas going on here.
Most likely, yeah. Uh-huh. Last-minute gift ideas.
Right. Well, good. We coming in okay from the audio from KSCO North?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Well, why don't you hit the good morning jingle, and we'll get on with it.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Hey, good morning, Silicon Valley, Monterey Bay, and KSCO.com world. It's MZ welcoming you to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday special. Second to the last special of calendar year 2011. Golly, we just got one more to go. We're going to have a lot of fun today, so we hope you will stay tuned because we have a pretty special guest here. And so stay with us. You'll be real happy you did.
Good morning. Now stay
right here on KSCO Radio. All right, that's our special crossfire rather than the fanfare. Because something tells me, I don't know this for sure, but something tells me that this program might evolve into a controversial program of sorts. So that's the proper music to use for the intro. Want to introduce Rich Lieberman of Rich Lieberman 415 Media. He is a media blogger extraordinaire, and he has been catapulted to stardom recently because of the all of the festivities associated with the abrupt change of format of what used to be the greatest talk radio station in the country, KGO AM 810, a very, very formidable competitor for KSCO, but always worthy of my respect and that of others. And on, I think it was December 1st of this year, December 1st, December 2nd, not even a month ago, about 3 weeks plus, the ownership of KGO made what I think is an incredible bonehead move to kill the goose that laid the golden egg. I don't understand why they did it. I can only guess, I can only surmise that it had something to do with the company that now owns KGO and a bunch of other ABC talk radio stations around the country are not broadcasters. They're Wall Street suits. They're bankers. And I guess bankers figure the best way to make a profit is to cut the expenses down to minimum. So they cut loose all these wonderful hosts that I believe a lot of KSCO listeners regularly listen to, and as a result, they gave the KGO listeners a reason to start searching for an alternative talk radio station, and voila, here we are. So, though I think Cumulus Media did a really, really stupid thing, I thank them. They're my best friends. And because KSCO will, no matter what, no matter how the dust settles, KSCO will benefit with thousands and thousands of new listeners. Do you agree, Rich Lieberman?
First off, I made you. Okay. I made you, and I get it. I get. That's the kind of breakfast I get. You gave me a little fast food.
That's all I ate.
I'm hungry. I come into this Neanderthal world that I got attacked by rabbits and coyotes, and I got a $2 stinking.
I called you, MZ. And I asked you if you wanted a croissant, which, and you said, I said, are you a Jew who eats sausage? That's the first thing I asked you.
Careful.
And you said, sure, why not? I'll eat anything that you eat. And I said, well, that's what I'm getting.
I think you could have done a little bit better than that. Okay. I think you could have. I made you. I made this whole for cock the station now, and you're giving me $2 you know, Jewish sausage, which is, you know.
All right, so Rich, you want to be you plan on being much more than a media blogger. You have aspirations to be a talk host, yeah?
I'm gonna think about it. Yeah, absolutely. Somebody has to tell the truth. Somebody has to be up front.
Wait a minute, what about all the KGO guys? Don't you think they were telling the truth?
No,
really,
they were.
Maybe that's why they were let go.
Perhaps they were just part of a lousy business model that was put forth by their enablers.
Uh-huh.
We'll get into that in a minute. But again, I just want to say that the people listening out there. And by the way, you are Bill Press. I don't care what this guy looks like, Bill Press. And you're, I know you're. No, you do. What's wrong with Bill Press?
Okay, never
I mind. I mean, it's not like he. Just relax. Just take it easy. We're not going anywhere. But you do. I'm talking to Bill Press. You even have the CNN music before we came on. No. What happened? It's just an abomination. And people are doing all these things and forming anti-KGO Facebook pages, but that's not going to change anything. We all know that. Might get a lot.
So you
of,
don't think they're gonna recant and,
no,
and
no.
go back and?
But they're we well, see. Look, we're going to get into a whole lot of this. But like what happened at KGO is a byproduct of what is wrong with this country. You know, there's a line by there was a comedian who had a great line, David Feldman, not very well known, but he had a great line. I love America. I hate Americans. Or maybe it was the other way around. I love America. I hate America. What happened at KGO is systematic or symptomatic, get my right words right, of what's going on in this country. We're a bunch of morons, including myself, my ad. I mean, right now we have come to the point where we can't talk to one another. We have to text. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. And again, I'm part of the club. I have to deal with this crap day in and day out because it's overtaken our lives. And to somewhat of a point, what happened at KGO is because of some of the things that these idiots, these pinheads, if I could borrow a phrase from somebody, are doing in management. And they think they know the world. We're in a different world. I hate this culture. I am 49. I might as well be 89. I feel like this entire world, the people out there, I can't stand the people. I can't stand the culture. I can't stand the music. I hate American Idol. I don't watch X Factor. It's come to a point now where I watch C-SPAN 3 reruns because that's the only entertaining thing on the medium. And I use the medium remember, the medium is the message. It's no longer the message. We've lost the message. This is the last hope we have right here. Me and you talking, and don't give me that look. Don't give me that look. You gave me kind of a dirty look.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, what do you want me to do? Sit here and say hi to Millie and Pebble Beach? I'm not going to do that. I came down here. I have a message to put out.
I'm all ears. And
why are you so
are
wait, wait, before we go, why are you so upset that you look like Bill Press?
Never mind.
What we want? Okay, I could have said Larry King. Would that make
much
you feel better?
Much better.
All right, so we're all screwed up, folks. All right, I don't know what you're doing right now. If you're in your car, you're going Christmas shopping or whatever, or in a case like me, it's being Jewish, this is just another day. And tomorrow, too, we're going to go eat Chinese food. But here's the point. We're all a part of this ragdoll. And America right now is we're in transgression. We're falling off the cliff. Matter of fact, we have already fallen off the cliff. And if we don't do something about it right away, and I haven't even started yet. So just relax, sit down, drink your tea or coffee, folks. We are corrupt. We are fiscally irresponsible. We are cultural morons. And I feel sorry for us. Like I said, I'm 49, man. I wish it was 1980 all over again. Can you imagine? A buddy of mine asked me today, would Mary Tyler Moore make it on TV today? No. It would be like 67th in the Nielsen's, All in the Family. And I never
thought of that, but I think she would because I've got the same sense of humor that I've always had. But would she make it with younger people like she did then? Probably not. I see what you're saying.
It's just, and again, there's no hope. I don't see. I think that we have there's a dark tunnel, and we're almost at the end of the dark tunnel.
Who would want to listen to you on the radio?
Because it's not being. I'm being a realist. I'm not being cynical. I'm being a realist.
I hate to, we, for God's sakes, Pierce Morgan, are you kidding me? Pierce Morgan, they, what are they, David Frost Light, Pierce Morgan, what, CNN, are you kidding me? They could have put one of Jim Gabbard's dogs on, for God's sakes, and gotten the same amount of ratings. You know, the world, and Fox, and every, and there's just nothing good anymore. I mean, maybe there's something. I mean, there's a lot of things that are much better. Really, I mean, again, I don't want to be too cynical, but I guess I am.
And very, very cynical.
Why you give me, you have a weird look.
You're very cynical.
I'm beyond cynical.
Well, you know, there's no hope at all.
No.
You said there's no hope.
No. We're going, there is no hope. And I'm not being funny. People think I'm doing, this is some kind of a shtick or, you know, no, I'm not. I'm being, look.
Does anybody want to talk to you?
I don't care. I don't like people. I don't even like myself. I'm annoyed at myself at times. But these morons that killed people and stomped over these sneakers all over the country,
yeah.
That's what we've turned into. We're a bunch of idiots. And maybe in this neck of the woods, people are a little bit less annoying, but we're killing people over sneakers. We've got violence erupting on Black Thursday and Friday. We've got idiots out there, and people can't enjoy Thanksgiving. They got to get up so they can buy a $2 television set, you know? So I'm angry. Our politics sucks. Our culture sucks. We have literally guys can't talk to a woman anymore because women are on Facebook telling us about their 15th dog that had a miscarriage and they're cooking, you know, baking cookies. And we've become a humanless society. And it's not just us. It's the rest of the world. But the rest of the world sort of kind of gets it. You know, I wish we would stop getting pissed off at France. Maybe France knows something. But don't start me with the French fries or freedom fries and all that crap. And I'd still rather live here than in France. But I'm
why?
Well,
if France might be doing everything right.
Well, you can't. I don't smoke, but you can't smoke in France. And they still have annoying people, and they still love Jerry Lewis. Oh. But my point is, that wasn't supposed to be funny. That's they really do love Jerry Lewis.
May I ask you a personal question?
You already have. Go
do
ahead.
Do you have a sense of humor?
Yeah, but not the kind of sense of humor. Why? Relax.
Do you have a sense of
humor?
Why
don't you just relax and take it easy? You're too serious.
I'm just asking you.
You're very, very serious.
I'm asking you.
You own the darn station. Or relax. This is your puppy.
I just want you to turn into a great talk show host.
I am going to be a great talk show host because there's people out there that agree with me.
I don't think you're going to unless you display some semblance of a sense of humor instead of everything. We're all going to die.
How do you laugh at this? How can you make any kind of sense?
You can't laugh at this.
Look, the people out there.
I can't laugh at this.
Are schmucks.
But I just want to know if you have a sense of humor.
Are
you
schmucks.
Tell a joke?
You know what a schmuck is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, that's what we are. We're a part of it. I'm
all
a
right.
part of it because I'm on stinking Facebook, and I have to have friends that I know. By 4,700 friends, I know 20 people, if that.
You have 47 friends on Facebook?
And one of them
4,700?
Yeah, one of them was Balloon Boy's dad who defriended me. That's the way my life is going.
Right.
So we're a part of this crap, this culture that we. Do you know more people watch American Idol than voted in the presidential election?
Sure.
That
sure.
suck. That's disgusting. Then we have these political morons. If you watch these Republican debates, and which are, excuse me, folks. Okay, let's just cut the crap here. Whether you're a Democrat, a liberal, Republican, have you watched these things?
Some of them.
They're ridiculous.
I get tired of them.
And Ron Paul, he's supposed to be Nirvana.
Oh yeah, now I like Ron Paul.
I figured you would.
Yeah,
why would you like Ron Paul?
Because
he's unelectable. First off.
Well, that's what everybody keeps saying. That, to me, means that he is electable.
He makes me look like Alec Baldwin. He's got enormous ears.
Hey,
he's part of it.
We haven't even given out the phone number.
And?
But I'm going to do that. We already have a caller, Joe in Santa Cruz. Let's take Joe's call. But before we do that, I'm going to give out the phone number, 479.
Well, that would be a good, bright idea. We're on radio.
479-1080 in area 831. Or you can email mz@ksco.com. Do you feel like talking to Rich Lieberman? If you want to, give us a call, 479-1080. Here is Joe. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Wow.
I just want to say that this guy's the greatest talk show host I've heard in a long time. I mean, seriously, people better wake up. You know, these idiots are out there riding over tennis shoes. Imagine when your grocery store has no food on it. And that's we're going that way. And you know what? It's just like, it's really hard for me to be like.
Who are you? What's your name?
My name's Joe.
Don't give me, I don't want your last name.
My name's Joe.
Okay, Joe. Joe, what do you do for a living?
Well, I was a sous chef, but I got laid off because I live in a sanctuary city.
Yeah, but do you agree that we're all morons?
You were.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, America is asleep, man. And you know what? I swear to God, if we run out of food and stuff, man.
Where are you right now? Are you home or are you driving?
I'm home.
Okay, I want you to do this. I want you to go out later today, and you can get in the car or whatever you. If you have a bicycle, whatever.
Yeah, I'm a bicycle guy.
Okay, I want you to just yell out to the hey, you're a moron to the first person you see.
Okay.
Don't cause any accidents, but just do that starting. It's what a perfect day. It's Christmas Eve, too, so there's a few people out there shopping. Go up to a person. I don't want you to do it and get into a fight or anything or do it to some big guy, but just say, just honk your horn or whatever and say, you're a moron.
Joe. You do it. You say okay. you live in a sanctuary city. Might that be Santa Cruz?
Yeah, it is Santa Cruz. I mean, we're owners of restaurant have no problem hiring, you know, undocumented workers. And then you have people like Michael Rodkin on your show saying that, you know, the naturalization service follows up on every complaint and stuff. It is totally not true. Michael Rodkin's a big fat liar.
How do you really feel, Joe?
Oh, I'm mad as hell, man.
Don't be
Believe
so vague.
Me.
How long have you been listening to KSCO and how did you discover us?
How long? Oh, man, probably about 6 years. Uh-huh. I discovered it by listening to Coast to Coast and then just like.
Joe, you're not a friend of mine. You listen to Coast to Coast?
Well, yeah, Coast to Coast, Alex
you listen,
Jones.
You might want to call the guy on KGO now. He likes to talk about flying saucers and aliens at night, Spencer Hughes. But don't.
No, man, we have more giant problems to worry about with our criminal cartel government.
Joe, I liked you until you said you listened to Coast to Coast. I was really starting to appreciate
it. Cut him some slack.
All right, well, look, just do this. I want you to go out. Whatever you do when you get off the phone, I want you to go out, take a jog, and just yell, you're a moron. All right, let's just start this right now. And let's everything is on the table. And if they get in your way, just flip them off.
No, it's okay. I'll take my dogs out, both of them, and I'll walk, and I'll call a couple people morons when
there
I'm
you
on
go.
The doggy
Then you're
park.
Part of my club, then. You're in the club.
Thanks
you're
for calling KSCO. Keep listening and keep calling. Appreciate it, Joe. There goes Joe in Santa Cruz. Here's Georgia in Capitola.
Ooh,
thanks
woman.
For calling
Finally.
479-1080.
Georgia,
you're on the air with Rich and MZ.
I love this man.
You love this man?
Really? Are you willing to prove it?
I am willing to prove it. I'll tell you what.
Are you one of these, like, kind of yentas, these, like, rich socialites that, like you know, neurotic Jews?
No, I'm not any of the above. But
you're
what
married?
I am, the person who is speaking the truth, and you have just expressed everything I feel about us as a culture, as a country. You have hit it.
Did I hit it on the nose or what? But nobody's going to say it. Nobody. That's why KGO is down the toilet. That's why we have morons out there watching American Idol and X Factor. I talked to, before coming over, I called my mom and I said, Mom, we have 30 million people in this damn country watching talent shows on television. And we the morons like that schmuck Ryan Seacrest getting $60 million to host a talent show. And Americans are watching this. We're killing people over sneakers. We've become neurotic and idiotic. And we are the epitome of asininity. And I can go on and on and on. What's your name, Georgia? I haven't even started yet. So stay with me.
We're more interested than Kim Kardashian's 372-day marriage than we are in the fact that California is about to go over into the ocean.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Is that, can I use the word? It rhymes with hut. Or is that going to get you in trouble?
Right,
slut?
Right.
Yeah, she's a slut.
In your opinion, she's a slut.
In my opinion, yeah. She's not only
a
slut,
but
she's just part of the club. She's part of this culture. Again, and I like, you know, I love her to death, and I wouldn't mind looking at her tukas and now and then, but she is a complete, she's emblematic of what we've turned into, you know? And again, I'm a product of it, folks. I'm not putting myself away from this, but we have become, again, We have no leadership in our country. Our politics is devoid of any kind of thought. I'm not being Democrat, Republican here.
May I ask
we have turned into a nation of morons.
Another personal question.
You're interrupting me, but go ahead.
Did you vote for Obama?
I'm not going to say who I voted for.
Oh, come on.
I voted for Obama, but not because I like
him.
Oh,
my God.
Hold on. I'm not going to vote. Hold on. Relax.
Now, do you still like
Just
him,
take
Georgia?
It easy. I also voted.
Oh, my God. Well, now
Hold on. Just relax.
Point.
Georgia, just take a deep breath. Sit down.
Okay, I'm going to take
Okay.
Here's my my question.
Who cares if I voted for Obama? So what? I mean, I wasn't going to vote for Bush. He's a moron. And Obama has turned into kind of a banal, leaderless kind of a guy. But they're all part of the same club.
You're
come on.
Vote for him
really,
again?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet. I haven't really made up my mind yet. I don't know. What difference does it make anyway? We're going to have the same.
My question to this guest is...
I don't want to go on politics here, but go on, keep going.
What you're saying is also true. How do we fix this, knowing what you're saying to be...
Because we've got to get rid... Listen to me. We've got to get rid of the morons running this. It's not just politics, okay, folks? If you just pissed off people, excuse my language, because I voted for Obama, who cares who I voted for? And if you voted for Bush or if you voted for, I don't know, Ron Paul or whoever...
Well, you didn't like the last caller because he listens to Coast to Coast, so well, why can't people decide they don't like you because you voted for Obama?
You listen to Coast to Coast, you're an A-grade moron. You have no life. And
but
some
you
people that have
duped,
no life.
Voted for Obama. You were duped and you were drinking
on.
The
Georgia,
Kool-Aid, and I certainly was
Georgia,
not.
Georgia, you had me until you started. Now you're going to go off on. Do you really think it makes a difference? Come on. And then the last guy was starting to get on my side, and he's going to go out and call the next person he sees a moron until he told me that he listens to Coast to Coast. So he's more interested in robots and ghosts and Area 55. And folks, again, you just got to put politics aside. This is so much bigger. We have a bigger fish to fry than who wins the White House.
It's Area 51, not 51.
Whatever. Thanks for interrupting to make that point.
All right, Georgia, thanks for your call to the Saturday special. We appreciate it. And that opens up a line. We've got Jay and Salinas who we're going to go to next. But if you want to call 479-1080 in Area 831, you should definitely do so right now. Or if you want to send us an email, it's mz@ksco.com. Hey, Jay and Salinas, you're on the air.
Yeah, you were talking about Coast to Coast. But, you know, you got to think about it. I mean, look at all the morons out there that believes in Coast to Coast just like they do in God. I mean, there's a bunch of ETs out there and then one pathetic guy sitting up here down at us, condemning us all to go to hell. No.
Yeah, go ahead.
We lose
him? Yeah, go ahead, Jay. We're listening.
Are you on a car? Wait a minute. Are you on a car phone, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you one of those speaker? You have like a
Bolt
thing?
Okay, I'll get on a better location and call you back.
Why don't you just stop the car and before you cause it? Because take the speaker phone off and talk into the phone. Meanwhile, we're having like a 12 car accident right now.
Yeah,
people are getting slaughtered.
That you could cause.
Because I could cause.
How are you going to feel?
Yeah,
then?
Kim Kardashian is a slut, in my opinion. Yes.
Okay.
So what? She
all
makes
right,
a lot more money than
he's
I
gone.
Do.
He's gone. So,
good.
Yeah. And there are no other callers. So,
can I tell you something? That's another thing. Why we're all morons? Okay. I go and take a young lady out and try to impress her, and these morons now, including you women and you guys, all ages, with your stupid phones and your stupid the bulbs and your Mac boards and your iPods.
I beg your pardon. They're smartphones.
No, they're not.
They're stupid phones.
They're stupid phones. You don't go texting and you're in a $200 a meal restaurant playing. Basically, they're masturbating on the phone. That's what they're doing. They are. That's masturbation. What are you laughing at? I'm telling you the truth. You see these women with their nice, with their fingernails, and these moron guys who are trying to get laid and showing these idiots, and then they're laughing at them while they're masturbating on the phones themselves. That's my line. If women had penises, they'd act like men. And I'm not saying that to shock people. I'm telling you the truth. It's part of the moron I'm telling you. We're the moron template. Touching your phone is like masturbating. Okay, folks? That's what it is. Now, you're a doctor. You need to get in touch with a patient, or God forbid, your dad needs medical attention, fine. You want to call somebody, you want to call the hospital or this or that. But if you are in a restaurant other than a coffee place, a Starbucks or something, and you're touching yourself with your phone or whatever you're doing or texting or schmexting, you're an idiot. You should be sent to jail.
Now, what does Martha think about all this? Martha in Watsonville, you're on KSCO. Martha.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Martha.
Hi.
Sounds like a sex phone or something. Hi.
I'm not... you sound sick when you say things like that to your callers.
Why am I sick? Why?
Because you're not being courteous and you're being rude and
courteous.
Off the wall.
Why am I so? You called.
I agree with
what
you.
What did I say?
I agree with you with Kardashian or however you say her name.
But it's not just her. It's everybody.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I agree with you. But all you have to do is to see what this world is coming to.
I already did. I have.
Wait. Turn on the television. And I don't have cable. I don't want to watch
television. You're not
television.
Missing anything.
I know. So I get only Channel 8. So that's ABC and NBC. 6 months ago, or maybe a year ago, I would call KSBW and say, that person whose name is Ellen, she is an abomination to humanity. Okay. And
why are you even watching Ellen?
And women, I don't watch it. I just flick through to get the news.
Don't even mention her.
Believe me. And then I tell them that. So then they get ABC.
And I don't even care about whether she's a lesbian or not. I don't care.
Then you're sick because that's where our world is going.
The morals
are animalistic.
Okay,
those
so then you're animals.
And so then you turn on Anderson Cooper and you hear all this garbage.
Anderson Cooper, number one. And you lost me.
Totally,
you're going off the deep end.
No, I'm not. I'm being realistic,
okay,
sir.
Okay, look.
I'm being realistic, and I really don't care to talk to you anymore because
you are a liberal that wants to be in the middle of the road
and everybody loves you.
What's a liberal?
May I ask you a personal question? Hold on, Rich. Martha hung up.
Good. You don't need a listener like that.
Okay. Troy in Scotts Valley.
What's a liberal anyway? I didn't know what a liberal is.
Great, wonderful show. I was wondering what our guest thought of soccer moms.
What do I think of soccer moms?
Yeah, you know, with the blonde hair, the Mercedes, and
they're all really uppity. Look, yeah, they're probably the ones that are also masturbating on their cell phones and doing their nails and all that. Look, they're part of the culture. People think right now, whoever is listening right now, and by the way, good thanks for providing me good time slot against football. But anyway, that I'm doing this for shtick. No, I felt this way all along. I have a forum now. Maybe I'll have a forum in the future. But this is not shtick. This is the way I feel, you know. Soccer moms are a part. I even hate the phrase soccer mom. So if you don't have kids that are probably in private school and they're playing soccer, so does that devalue you a bit? That's kind of the inference by even the label of soccer mom. That's another thing that you got me going on. But again, it's not. That's just one little incipitsy part of the puzzle, you know.
What should we call them?
We'll call them whatever you want to call them. All mothers. How about that?
Okay.
Or moms. If their kids play soccer, great. Baseball, whatever. Do we call them baseball moms? No. No, I know what you're getting at, sir, but it's just like because I voted for Obama, that the last lady who needs a Valium or something says that I'm a liberal, okay? Did she know that I possibly was thinking about voting for Ronald Reagan? I didn't do it. I ended up voting for Carter. I was an idiot. I know. You know, he was the worst. There, that was when things mattered. We didn't have Facebook.
You were.
Well, but does that make a difference?
Yes.
Why?
It does.
What does it make a difference?
It's an indication of where your head's at. You voted for Carter, but you did say that it was a mistake. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah, and a lot of people comparing Obama to the Jimmy Carter. Is the caller still there? What is that?
What does that sound?
Went through like a.
Hey, Troy, what did you just do?
He's pissed off because I said soccer moms or something. Are you a soccer dad?
No, I just fired up my chainsaw. I'm ready to cut someone's head off.
Thank you.
Troy, do you want to hear more? You want to hear more of Rich on KSCO?
Hey, Troy, do you have a cell phone?
I do.
Do you text? Do you sext and text?
Hell no.
No, you don't?
No, I don't.
Okay,
no,
but here's what I want you to do now, okay?
Okay,
I want you to go, you're on a car phone right now?
I am.
Okay, I want you to yell outside to the next person. I want you to call them a moron. Okay? Just tell them, Rich.
Hey, moron!
There you go. See? And I want everybody who's listening right now, stick your head outside. You can do it, okay? You're not going to hurt anybody. I don't want you to do it. If you're on the freeway, make sure you're on the right near the shoulder. I want you to yell outside, you're a moron. And you don't have to get any obscene or get vulgar.
Sort of like Peter Finch in Network. I'm mad as hell and don't want to take it anymore.
Yeah, but that was just limited. I remember that. Yeah, that became a big catch. It's a big deal.
This is clear.
Do it again.
You're a moron.
Good.
Thank you.
Just keep telling. And I want you to text that when you're home. Text that to your friend. Let's start something. I want everybody to just do that, okay? We got phones ringing here. We got
hello.
Things are happening here.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I'm getting. So your mother's calling me a lunatic?
Yeah. Did you just hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
God, she
I'm
wants
making
you,
sense. Why? Because I voted
off immediately.
Yes, probably because I voted for Obama. As if yeah, that's going to make
that,
a difference.
That could be. Yeah. Okay. So any.
Yeah, what am I going to vote for, Romney? Okay, that's really going to help.
Here's our next call.
Yeah, and Mr. Wonderful himself, Mr. Gingrich. Oh, by the way, honey, I've got to go. I've got a date. I have cancer, Newt. See ya. Yeah, that's going to help. We're really going to have that.
Billy?
That's going to really help the country.
Yeah. Hey, happy Hanukkah.
You're on the air.
Is this the guy Billy from Capitola?
Yeah. That's it.
I hear him call the mattress guy now and then.
Yeah.
So, Rich.
Yeah. Hi, Billy. I've heard you call Ron.
Thank you, buddy.
When I used to. Yeah.
I hope you think I do a good job.
Well, considering, yeah, I better not get into that because I don't want to start talking about the other guy.
But. You don't want to say anything about Ron because he's a poor guy who's stuck in the middle of the road, which is where the yellow lines and the dead skunks are.
But you know what? I don't want to give you credit. I've listened to this guy before.
Don't
he
do
actually
that.
Makes he makes
okay.
sense.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
I've heard him.
Let me call you a moron and then tell you why.
Okay.
Because you want to be a talk radio host. Take for example that call you just had from that
the woman
subhuman Margaret. Right.
Margaret,
Do you really want to talk to Bible-addled right-wing nuts who think Sarah Palin is the height of American result?
She started me off on she went from Ellen and she went off on some tangents. She probably listens to Area 51 or whatever. She probably listens to the alien show too at night. No, Billy, I'm not trying to cure cancer or anything. I just don't like the whole world as we see it and live in it right now. And this guy here, who looks like Bill Press, is giving me a form. And I told him that, and now he's pissed. He's on the cell phone looking away from me.
No, I'm
what
just,
kind of time slot are we talking about?
I don't know. It sounds like I set this guy up, but I listened to you.
It's up to you guys. It's up to you guys. We're going to do what you think is smart here, and we'll... If we have to cancel Limbaugh and put this guy on because that's what you guys want.
So Billy, tell me what
somebody last week said you should get rid of Limbaugh and put me on, so you could put Rich on.
So Billy, what have I said that annoys you, if anything?
Oh, not a thing, not a thing. Just the fact that you actually want to spend time talking to the likes of Margaret. I can't stand.
I wouldn't go that far, Billy.
Well,
what am I supposed to do? She's probably right now
on KSDO.
Her,
you know,
yeah.
On KSEO, that's what half the calls you'll get will sound like.
So you must do well. You live in Capitola. That's like the Marin County of the Monterey area. Am I correct?
Well, the fact is that unlike people who lie and think that I married well, I married a very smart woman who worked hard and made a lot of money, and she took good care of me.
So you're sponging off your lady?
Yes, for 40 years.
That's what we like about Billy. He's honest.
Well, I've heard this guy talk. He makes sense. He's one of the few people that actually makes sense that is on talk radio. And he's actually smarter than the guy that he calls.
I want to share three texts that I received from the same person.
Death threats?
Named Roger. NYC shtick belongs in NYC.
Okay, we're going to get that.
Okay,
I'm not
then,
even
then
from,
it says
from,
right
born
now,
in Oakland.
Masturbating on the radio. Deport him back
to
Brooklyn.
What is it?
Now, wait a minute. Then there's a third text that says liberal versus conservative. Laugh out loud. I think that's what LOL means. You guys are just silly.
And they put the little smile on the stupid thing, too. That's, again, moron central. Billy,
before you go, I want you to go out and
yell moron. Or you're in your house. It's probably, a $2 million home or something?
I yell moron on the radio. I don't do it
Just do it in your outside. Just do that. I know it's not a gimmick or anything. I'm not trying to, you know, rally around people to get them all worked up. And people think this is schtick. It's not schtick. This is how I feel. I don't watch television anymore. I try to. I can't even. I get like 500 channels, and I watch two stations.
How do you expect to be misinformed properly if you don't watch?
No, you're misinformed. I read, and I read all the publications. I read the New York Times. I'm actually one of the last people that actually reads the New York Times print edition. And
I remember
when
the New York Times was liberal.
There we go again with the liberal. Yeah.
Remember how long ago that was?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. You just made it a joke. I thought you were saying, that's right.
Yeah.
You're on my side.
Yeah.
Politically. There's no sides anymore. I mean, look, I'm not happy with Obama. I voted for him.
Please.
What am I going to do? What
hey. Obama's massively
vote for McCain and his
well, exactly. That's
wife,
it. That was a joke. People are upset with you for voting for Obama, but look at what the other choice would have been. That would have been a really stupid vote. So, you know,
but I'm just saying, Billy, we don't the politics these days, it's the Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. They're all the same.
I call Republicans. You'll like this. I'm going to give you this for your show. Call Republicans what I call them, repugnant ones.
Well,
Was that a nice thing to say?
I don't want to get off of
all right,
politics.
It's time, yeah, Billy,
all right,
thank
Billy.
You for the call.
Thank
man.
You, guys. Take care, guys.
479-1080 is the phone number. Yeah, to you two, and that's in area 831. So give us
a
call.
Wait a minute. I said masturbate.
Okay. I just saw this on the screen here. Kay wants you to mention that she is here and available to sign books. That's at KSCO. That's at KSCO. So it's a K day. And in honor of the holidays, if you buy more than one book, you're going to get it for a substantial discount. The first book is $25. Each additional book is $15.
Wait a minute. Your mother, she owns the place. She hates me.
Wait. Here, I got it.
All right.
So, so anyhow, yeah, if you want to have a signed copy, now is a good time to go. And if you've been thinking about, the ideal imaginative holiday gift, this is a perfect time to. And I understand during the week, a lot of people came by the radio station hoping to get autographed copies, but she wasn't there, but she's there now. So if you want to go to 2300 Portola Drive and pick up one or more Kay's commentary books, now is a good time to do so. Let's see. Martha calls here all the time. She hates gays. Well, Rich is shock and awe. Where's the substance?
I'll tell you where the substance is.
No, wait a minute. Here, let me turn you back.
It's totally dysfunctional. Okay. You want me to get? I told you this is just the beginning. This is not. I'm not throwing out words like masturbation, and although I was right because people are laughing right now, but they understand, guys, and especially women understand what I'm saying about these guys that go into these $200 restaurants and sit at the bar and they start playing with their cell phones and then texting and doing. And women do it too. Yes, you're masturbating. That's a perfectly logical word to use when you see these morons doing that.
But some people in KSCO country listeners.
Well, relax.
Are
you're
going to
get nobody's going to be. Well, think I'm offended. People would be offended.
Okay, let's find out.
So I'm shock and awe, huh?
Doris,
no substance.
Doris in Scotts Valley, you're on the air on KSCO. Thanks for calling.
I'm going to like this already.
Hey, Doris. Doris, are you there?
Yeah. Okay,
yes,
I'm in
I
a second
am.
Here.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
Listening.
Yeah, go ahead. Doris.
Doris. Yes. Okay. MZ, you got a better station than this. You are doing yourself a disservice having this volatile man. He is against everything.
Yeah, including you.
Well, why?
Yeah, you called up. Why? Because you're, well, first off, what have I said that angers you? What have I said that's wrong? What have I said?
Just about everything.
Well, tell me. Be specific, madam.
Well, having people shout out their windows at other people calling them morons. You don't think that's right, do you? Really?
I know I do. I really do.
Well,
aren't you? You're probably part of as most definitive of the word as anybody. Just by you haven't made one specific point. Is it Martha?
No, it's Doris.
Doris. I'm thinking of Martha.
I've been listening to KGO. KGO. Oh my God. KSL.
Yeah,
for 10 years.
That did the station real well.
Oh, shut up. And I think some of the guys from KGO should be down with you, MZ. They're good, and you deserve the good ones. Get this nut off the air.
Oh, yeah, I'm a nut. You called this nut.
It does you no good to have
this
fool.
Yeah, I'm a fool.
I know. I called to tell you that you're too volatile for this area.
Volatile.
You are. You are. And your mouth is dirty. Really?
Why is it dirty? What have I said? I didn't swear. I didn't use any curse word. What are you talking about?
You're baiting me.
You at all? I'm telling you.
Yes, you are.
You made a charge. Be specific.
Uh-huh.
What did I say that was volatile or disturbing? You tell me. Be specific. You're going to make a charge. Back it up. That's all I'm saying. What have I said that's wrong?
Where did you come from? Anyway,
I don't. Where did you come from?
Where are you located? You're on the radio.
Yeah, I'm on the radio right now talking to a moron like you. Yes, sorry to say that, but you are. You haven't given me one specific thing that I was wrong about. You haven't said anything.
People texting, masturbating. Come on.
Yes, that's what it's become. Yes, yes.
Maybe that's what you do.
Look, you go into a barber salon. You go to a gas station. I don't care where you do it. You want to do it in your house? Fine. You don't do it at a $200 restaurant.
How do you know what they're doing? And why
I don't really
do you care.
I don't care.
Then don't even mention it. If you don't care, it shouldn't even be in your vocabulary.
I'm going to do my best, Ray Taliaferro, ma'am or madam. You're wrong. And you haven't given me one specific thing that I said other than the texting, and everybody knows I'm right on that one. Because most of the time these people are texting nothing. things to other people, and they're trying to impress women, okay. And the women are trying to impress the men, and they're morons. Okay. Next.
MZ, listen to your mother. She's right. Don't have this fool on the air. Goodbye and a merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day, Matto.
Here comes John and Carmel. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Michael. How are you guys doing today?
Fine, man.
Okay.
How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Yo.
I'm glad you're interviewing people on the air like last week, the KGO people. I think it's a very good idea. And, again, this man is not up to the quality of the station.
Oh, well, thank you.
And
do you watch Masterpiece Theater? Are you a commercial television viewer? You sound very elitist. Sir, what have I said that annoys? What have I said, sir, that you disagree with? Tell me. Be specific.
Michael, he's not five star.
Okay, so you're not even talking. You're not addressing it. Okay. All I'm saying is, tell me what I've said that you disagree with, sir. That's all. You could still hate me and despise me and think I'm doing shtick. Tell me what anything. I'm here.
Michael, he's not five star.
Okay, so he's just going to ignore.
Is that all you want to say?
You think
John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you driving
you
a Volvo?
Wait a minute. Yes. I hate this is one thing, Rich, about KSCO. This is one thing about KSCO. We're courteous to people, and we let them talk. We let them talk. You don't interrupt every single thing that they say, okay?
I'm
so that's why
you –
okay.
Okay. Sense, if it don't make sense, we can disagree.
Okay.
That's why.
Michael? Let's see who's next. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
Michael, what you said is like you have Corey – and Charlie, they're honest. This man is trying to be a shock jock.
No,
and
not
he's
trying,
not honest.
Sir, what have I said that was shocking? Let's just be man to man about this. I'm being very serious.
I'm not doing any
that's
shock.
Called,
just be, give me a specific.
That's called begging the issue.
No, I'm not begging.
About?
I'm asking
will
you.
Will you give the courtesy of letting people talk? Just do that. You're pissing me off now, okay? And I'm dead serious, okay? Go ahead, John.
I think if the gentleman was honest with himself and did his true personality, he'd be a great radio host.
Well, sir, I've given you my true person. What do you think? This is a shtick, you know?
Yes.
You think it's shtick?
Yes.
What, that people that used to... I have complained, sir, via my forums about cell phone usage and and if you're not going into a Starbucks, you shouldn't be on a cell phone unless you're a doctor or somebody, a member of the cloth, or whatever, if you need medical care. I think, you want to quote me on that? If you think I'm being disingenuous, sir, I have nothing to offer other than you're a moron. Sorry.
Okay.
And the man is right. He's disingenuous.
Yeah, you know all about that, sir.
John, thank you for weighing in. Okay.
People
the best of the holidays, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Hey, you too.
Yes.
Take care.
Enjoy your ride.
Here comes Millie in Aptos. Millie, you're on
the air.
Good
morning.
Hi.
I just heard that Corey and Mr. Castroville, whatever his name is, have tragically just died. But my question is, how can they tell? Okay, this man is very funny.
Wait a minute. I love you right away, but you go from somebody just died, you go into a segue like that?
Well, yes.
Thank you.
That's
very lovely.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting.
Okay. Don't interrupt me much because I'm 87 and I'm playing on that fact. I lose my train of thought. Okay, I've lost it. Well, I guess
You were going to agree with me, and I have an 87-year-old woman that agrees with me. Thank you.
Well, I think the last woman probably is not 87. She's probably more like 50 or 60.
She's a Monterey Bay.
She's totally passé. She shouldn't even call any radio show. Okay. You and Billy Sunshine would be a great, lively pair.
I don't do pairs, ma'am, but I appreciate you thinking of me. I'm a solo artist.
It's just an idea.
Well, I appreciate that.
Okay. I think you'd have more chance of,
you have a great day. And
finished.
Well, I think you made your point.
Well, okay. I think after some of the audience, not myself.
You have children?
I have three scientist children.
Where is she calling? Where do you live?
Aptos.
Okay, so you have money, too.
No, I don't have money.
Well, then we should cut her, then.
Okay, Millie.
He hates me. Just the host hates me now.
Thanks for calling
me. I don't know whether he's
special.
He's giving me guffaws and looks now.
Okay. Here comes our next caller, Asa in Live Oak. Asa, welcome to the show.
I never ever thought that I would hear somebody like this. I think he thinks he's funny. On the other hand, I would like to know, I've got one question for him. Is there a place he likes? And I want you to know I have no cell phone.
Well,
I don't even know how to work a computer.
Well, although, but wait a minute.
I live in the real world, and you are sort of partially in the real world, but I can't figure out how you never get out of it.
Well, first off, I have a cell phone. I told you, I'm on Facebook. I don't say anything lately. Why am I on Facebook? I'm on all these things because it's a part of our freaking lives now. We have to adapt to it. Otherwise,
well,
we're thrown off the stage.
I guess you're not qualified to talk to me because I don't own any of these
okay,
things.
Okay, well, you're maybe, you know, you passed that kind of time in your life. But wait a minute. You said I was trying to be funny. What do you mean trying to be funny? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just telling the truth. And some of you people agree with me. Some of you guys are screaming.
I have to accept you as either funny or tragic. Which do you want to be?
Probably both. But so what? That's your opinion. Everybody's got opinions.
I asked you, did you want to be tragic or funny? I don't know.
I think what I'm just speaking is sort of relevant factors and cultural things that have become part of our culture that I happen to abhor. I'm not trying to, you know, look at it. There's better ways of trying to get yourself ingrained into the process. I mean, I can go out and do something stupid and dumb and all of that.
I don't
but
think
this
you
man,
have to go out to do anything stupid. I think you're stupid already.
Well, that's fine. You have a point. That's great. You called. Well, who's stupider then?
That is stupid.
Well, then,
anyway,
then we could agree that you're stupid.
I just think you're a very odd person. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, thank
lovely.
You, Asa. Appreciate the call. Jay and Salinas, I think
what's
you're
kind
back,
of name
right?
is Asa?
Jay, you're
Jay
back.
Is back.
Oh, Jay. Okay. Hey, you know, I remember the interview last week, you know, and got Kay and everybody all upset. You know, I thought it was funnier than hell listening to that program.
What are you talking about?
What program are you talking about, Jay?
Last Friday, remember you was interviewing somebody for a radio, or he took the place of Corey?
They
got all upset at the guy?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
You let this guy back
ahead.
On the air?
Yeah, last week, you know, and I had a ball just listening to you guys.
Okay.
Everybody get fed over some, you know.
Are you having a ball today?
Oh, yeah. I'm listening to you guys. I mean, you know, it's kind of funny.
Well, it looks like we have a full board, or just about. Yeah, I think we do have a full board. Anyhow, Jay, we got to do a commercial break. We got to get to the other caller.
No,
so go ahead. Okay.
I like the controversy, you know, that's on it.
Okay, great. Appreciate the call. Let's see. Hey, Rick,
okay.
Let's do that commercial break now. It's high time. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO-MZ with Rich Lieberman on the Saturday special. And we're going to be right back after this commercial break. So we hope you'll stay with us.
Have you heard? We're letting a million people try Proactiv 100% risk-free and get our fast-acting refining mask and green tea moisturizer free when you call right now, 1-800-226-9795. You heard it. You'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv 100% risk-free, plus two free extras. You won't risk a penny. Call now for America's number one acne system. Call 1-800-226-9795. That's 1-800-226-9795.
On the Central Coast, we are blessed with the magnificence of the Monterey Bay, and who better to show it to you than the Chardonnay 2 sailing charters. Recently, there was a spectacular showing of the humpback whales. Join us on our wildlife tours in the spring when the gray whales migrate. This holiday, Chardonnay 2 is offering a special. Get 4 gift certificates for the price of 3. A lasting gift for your friends and family. Contact the Chardonnay 2 at 831-423-1213 or visit our website at www.chardonnay.com. And check out the other excursions we offer.
Hi, I'm Andy, the produce manager at Ben Lomond Market, and we have some great holiday items on special. California large navel oranges, 59 cents a pound. California garnet yams, 79 cents a pound. And California seedless satsuma tangerines, $1.49 a pound. Oregon DeAnjou pears, 77 cents a pound. And Washington large or small Fuji apples, 99 cents a pound. Dark brown Kamado tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And 1 pound clamshell Campari tomatoes, 99 cents each. In organics, California butternut squash and spaghetti squash, 69 cents a pound. Washington organic DeAnjou pears, and California organic garnet yams, 99 cents a pound. For the special organic gift, we have a 5-pound gift box of California organic satsumas, $9.99 each, at Ben Lomond Market and Scotts Valley Market. Happy holidays.
For real Christmas spirit, tune in Christmas Presents, Christmas Eve at 7 p.m. and Christmas Day at 3 p.m. right here on KSCO. Christmas Presents is an artistic collaboration between Christian Science lecturer Chet Manchester and soloist Julia Wade that brings a rare message about Christmas from the library of Mary Baker Eddy. Chet Manchester will be in Soquel on the 4th of February, so this special recording, a gift to the community from the Christian Science Church in Soquel, will give you an opportunity to meet him. Listen to Christmas Presents Christmas Eve at 7 p.m. and Christmas Day at 3 p.m. right here on KSCO.
From San Jose to Salinas, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz.
Okay, welcome back. We've got 4 minutes remaining in this hour, number one of the KSCO Saturday special. We've got Rich Lieberman here. Media blogger, Rich Lieberman 415, Rich Lieberman Media, and he's on the Saturday special. We started out talking about the topic that's, you know, that's probably been beat to death, but I just find it so fascinating. I do it so, but it evolved into something else, and it evolved into sort of a little taste of Rich's style as a possible talk host here on KSCO or elsewhere on the internet.
You know, I'm not even going to even use a phrase telling it like it is or telling the truth, because that's just BS and people use it. But it's not even my style. This is who I am. And you don't even have to agree with me, but have intelligent conversation. I was just talking to the lady. I didn't mean to be brusque with her. Is if you're going to make a charge about me or come out and say something, all I wanted was a specific example. She couldn't come up with that other than I was angry and that I was frustrated or whatever she said. She didn't give me one specific. Oh, about the moron thing. Yeah.
I think you jumped all over her and didn't give her a chance. Well, maybe she wouldn't have made a point.
Well,
and then we'd move on to the next caller.
Okay.
But if you're asking someone to give you an idea, to cite an example, and you're not going to give them the courtesy to even think, to pause for, you know, three or four seconds to listen.
The guy asked her a question. I said, anybody out there.
And that's probably
be specific.
479-1080 if you want to call. Rich in Watsonville, welcome to the Saturday special with Rich.
Hey, Rich.
And MZ, you're on. Hello? Hey, Rich, are you there?
Here.
Okay. Hey, Rich.
1, 2, 3, 4,
okay.
5.
We hear you.
Got it?
Okay, Richard and Watsonville.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having Richard on today.
Sure.
And
big word.
My name is Richard also.
Oh, you're Richard. Hi, Richard. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Richard. Nice to meet you, too, but it's only on the radio here, and if you want to come down here on these airways and walk the airways, I suggest Michael make a spot for you. I agree with you, though.
Checks in the mail.
No, I don't think you should be on as a tag team with Billy Sunshine. Well, I think Sunshine's a good hunter on his own, and I'm sure he'll have fun with you when you get on the air, if you get on the air. But you got to watch more than C-SPAN on the TV, I think.
I watch everything. I mean, I pretty much, not the commercial
did you,
crap.
Did you say you were born in Oakland?
I'm born and raised. Believe it or not, I'm a New York Jewish mother. Everybody thinks I'm from New York, the way I act, the way I interact. And if you go back to New York as many times as I do, because I like visiting there and living there are two different things, then you would think I'm from New York. But I swear, I'm born and raised in Oakland, the area where there's no crime tape. And Oakland's a hip town, by the way.
Oh, I know all about Oakland. But
yeah,
I swear
right near Rockbridge area.
Listen, you gotta tell the truth, though, man.
I think I am.
No, you got on the radio. Mm-hmm. On this frequency, as a matter of fact, when
yes.
they were doing the Occupy KGO in San Francisco.
Right.
You actually said there was 500 people down there protesting.
Oh, that's, you're going to tell me because, okay, hold on.
No, I'm not going to hold on because I want to finish this off by saying, Last Saturday, we had Jim Gabbert on there, on this radio station. What do you think of him?
I don't really particularly like his politics, but I've heard him on
the air. We might have
to
hold you over because
do you believe
wait, wait a second, guys.
50
wait,
people.
Wait a second, guys. It's the end of the first hour. So we'll hold you over if you want, Richard. It's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m. Back in 6 minutes.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. President Obama, in his weekly address, said it's a special holiday season for U.S. troops returning from Iraq, but some aren't home from other regions.
And let's say a prayer for all our troops standing post all over the world, especially our brave men and women who are in Afghanistan and serving, even as we speak, in harm's way to protect the freedoms and security we hold so dear.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich will not be on Virginia's GOP primary ballot. CNN's Athena Jones reports Gingrich failed to gain the necessary signatures in his home state.
Newt Gingrich is living in Virginia. The most recent Quinnipiac poll had him at the top of the polls there, about 5 points ahead of Romney. And so it looked like he could do well in that state. There are 49 delegates at stake.
No U.S. drone strikes on Pakistan for about 6 weeks now. That's what an Obama administration official told CNN today. But the official declined to be identified due to the sensitive nature of the information. Analysts say there could be three reasons for this pause, including a deadly U.S. airstrike in November. Thousands take to the streets of Moscow on Christmas Eve to demand fair elections after what they claimed were rigged results earlier this month.
We saw this huge crowd here today voicing anger about those disputed parliamentary elections that took place at the start of the month. But increasingly, a lot of the talk was looking ahead to the coming presidential elections and influencing that vote. And in particular, doing everything they can to prevent another presidency from the man who is currently the prime minister in this country, Vladimir Putin.
CNN's Phil Black reporting. Heading into the holiday weekend, the top film in North America is Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
It's a 25-foot drop. I'd be more worried about the heat. And then there's that. What heat?
Tom Cruise and company earned nearly $10 million on Friday alone. Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows in second place. This is CNN Radio.
The Adventures of Tintin, an E.T. Weekend special event.
Secure the cargo.
I'm Nancy O'Dell on the next Entertainment Tonight. Director Steven Spielberg and producer Peter Jackson's World Beyond Imagination.
The model ship conceals a clue
to one of the greatest secrets in all history.
Behind the scenes of their adventure beyond belief.
I'm warning you. Get out where you still can.
The Adventures of Tintin, an E.T. Weekend special event tomorrow.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The NBA is tipping off its lockout shortened season. And so far, despite the lockout, the league has said the full season ticket renewal rate has been running in the 80-plus percent range, roughly the same as last year. But what about the other fans needed to fill the arenas?
If the play on the court continues to be good, then fan interest, I think, will remain high.
That's Business of Sports Network President Maury Brown.
You could make a case that due to a slightly shortened season, that it makes it more exciting for some fans.
At the same time, Brown says he won't be surprised to see plenty of promotions and discounts to lure fans.
I'm sure that they understood, the owners, as well as the league themselves, that they were going to have to reach out to some of those fans depending upon whether attendance has been dinged in certain markets.
Brown also believes the labor deal will make teams more stable, giving them a chance to do more with tickets if sales are weak. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers.
Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Good morning. It's 11:05 on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's Saturday, Christmas Eve, 2011. I'm Rick O'Shea with a traffic and weather update on KSCO. Highway 17 northbound is looking good over into San Jose. 85 and 280 are slow, and we can certainly expect slow traffic near major retail outlets, people out and about trying to get their last-minute shopping done. So give yourself a little added time today as you head around the Central Coast or over the hill. KSCO weather woke up pretty darn cold this morning, upper 20s and low 30s all across the Central Coast. Light winds between 5 and 10 miles this afternoon will top out temperatures in the upper 50s and low 60s. As you wake up Christmas morning, plenty of sunshine, cold. Highs will be in the upper 50s and low 60s Christmas afternoon. It's 11:06 on this Saturday morning. We continue with hour two of the Saturday special with MZ on KSCO.
Okay, here we are starting hour number two of the Saturday special. Do we have the great sexy babe here with the telephone jingle?
She is ready to go.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show.
Oh my God, did we kick a hornet's nest in hour number one? Oh my God. I mean, I had no idea this was going to happen. Some people get so upset just because we're auditioning a new host, maybe.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO.
And before we went to the break, Richard N. Watsonville was making a point. So, Richard, I think you're still there?
Yeah, Michael?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for letting me come back on here and ask this young man, does he think Jim Gabbert is a liar when Jim Gabbert says there was only 50 people there, and yet this young man insists that there was 500 people? He magnifies it by 10.
Now, were you there, sir?
No, I was only listening to you on the radio here.
I see.
Your phone's going off now.
Yeah.
You sound like Fred Reese, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Fred
you know
Reese. Huh?
How about Doug McGuire? Do you know him?
The guy that's the middle of the night guy that doesn't talk about aliens.
The guy that was flying the Red Eye special on KGO. He's on there.
He was on there.
I just don't know if you know where he went.
Do you want to have a monologue or do you want to have a conversation? Well, you want to let me talk, and I'll let you talk. I was going by what I read and what I was there briefly. Okay, I made a little speech. I didn't endorse. I wasn't part of that. I went there to be an advocate for that group, and I left. And I had heard there was like 500 people there. There wasn't 50.
How long do you think Gene Burns and John Rothman and Ray have been working without a contract?
I didn't get your question. Say that again.
That's not a sure question. How long do you guys think these people have been working without a contract?
Well, they don't have contracts, sir.
Oh, yes, they did.
No, well, hold on.
Yes, they did.
I don't want to get into specifics of contracts, but to my knowledge, only Ron Owens had a personal server. If you're talking about a legal contract, I don't want to get, because two people care about this conversation right now.
Listen, I'm the guy that calls KGO every single day and calls up there and thanks them for doing what they're doing, and I'm the one that's pushing for even more to clear the stinking grid so they haven't.
Good, you got your wish.
To the weekend. No, I haven't. I talked to Pat
Well, why don't you call? Why are you calling this station and talking about K? Why are you talking about KJ on this?
Because
station?
I want to see you come on Saturday nights. You hear this, NZ?
Okay.
Saturday nights, please. You know, in place of the what we used to have in the Cabrillo.
That's fine with me. But I just say, if I don't want to talk about KJ. I want to talk about what we're talking about. But thanks for the endorsement.
We'll talk about it. We will talk about it. Thank you, Richard.
Richard, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Rich.
479-1080 in area 831. If you want to join the fray here. we have Rich Lieberman on. He's from Rich Lieberman 415 media blog on the internet, and Rich is pretty much at the center of disseminating information.
No, I disseminate shtick.
Okay.
Trying to be a show. I like it. I'd be referred to as a shock jock.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right. So let's go to our next caller, Jim in Monterey. Jim, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Rich, I just want to compliment you for being honest.
Thanks, Jim.
And I appreciate what you're saying, and I agree with you. And I don't know how to put it all into words, but...
I think you just did.
I hope you and Dr. Wattenberg are around for some time. Really appreciate you being there.
Well, Jim, you have amazing and impeccable taste, and... I thank you for your and the check is in the mail. I'm kidding. You have amazing taste and thanks for listening and hearing through the the other people. And by the way, the other people don't agree with me. That's fine. That's what this country is all about. I mean, that's one good thing about this country is that we have a right to disagree. All I said to that other caller was, give me a specific point where you disagreed with me. That's all I asked that lady, and she started using ad hominem attacks. So thanks, Jim.
Yeah, people aren't honest. That's all.
Well, you're honest. And even if you weren't honest, thanks anyway. And the check is in the mail.
And we want, thank you, Jim. Now, here's Bob in Soquel. Bob, welcome to the Saturday special. You're on.
Bob.
Yeah, may I talk to Mr. Swirling, please?
You're speaking to him.
Okay. I just want to talk to you.
Okay. You don't want the guest to hear anything?
No, he can hear everything I have to say.
Okay.
I just want to talk to you because I wouldn't talk to that gentleman.
I'm listening.
The fact of the matter is that I'm a 80-year-old man. I'm a retired Navy captain. I've been listening to your program and thought it was wonderful for the last 20, 40 years. I don't know how it's been, but forever. And I admire your mother tremendously. I think you have done a wonderful job in putting together a program. And all of a sudden, it's coming apart. If you continue to have these kind of candidates on your program, along with others that are so radical, so antagonistic, all of the bad things, this gentleman is trying to say how bad this country is. Well, the United States of America is still the most wonderful country in the world and is protected by military people who lay their lives on their land. They lay their lives on the land to protect the good people of this country. Obviously, we have a fouled up a political system, but the answer is not in the radical, yelling, screaming, foul-mouthed people like this. They destroy the country, and I encourage you to get this guy off and anybody else that is that type of radical and screaming and using foul language.
I don't want you to ask him a question. He's talking to me. It's my show. Right. Be quiet, please. Okay? Bob, I thank you so much for calling in and giving me your sentiments. Now, may I ask you some questions?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You've been listening to the station for a long time. Are there programs on the station that you don't listen to because you can't, because it bothers you or maybe bugs you because the politics are not the same as yours? Like we have a What's Left segment weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Yeah.
I'm a very active 80-year-old one man. I'm busy all day long, and I really don't get a chance. I happen to tune in right now because I went to the grocery store for my wife for the Christmas, whatever. But I have never heard prior to the last few days when you had Ray Taliaferro and this guy on, I have never heard anything abrasive or that I thought was bad. I like everything that I hear on your program, and all of a sudden, it's as though you dove into the edge of hell, you know, with people who speak so foul. Your mother and you have now the opportunity, because of the failure of KGO, to put together one of the most powerful, wonderful stations in the California. And you are on the verge of tipping the whole thing over, because no one, I won't say no one, very few people ever want to have to listen to that. The world is tough. There are people out there starving to death, sitting in the streets, freezing to death. This guy and anybody like him is not going to help. I admit to be a Republican. I'm not a crazy Republican. I just happen to be a Republican. And I think that the Congress in the United States right now has been failing. I think that they need to get straightened out and maybe have term limits or whatever. But all of that is still the United States of America, and we should be proud of it. And when you have somebody like that that disintegrates and degradates every piece of goodness about the common public, or some poor woman calling up trying to take an argument with him, it's absolutely horrible. I have absolutely no respect for him. And he's, in my mind, I used to listen to Ray Taliaferro and KGO only because he amazed me as to how crude and crass he was. And now I hear a copy of him, and I think he might be on your program. It's a disaster.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. I'm a believer that it's to have a healthy station, you have all points of view and all kinds of style.
I do too.
And it
sounds to me that
would you agree that Rich, the guest here today, is sort of Ray Taliaferro-ish?
I've only listened to him for a few minutes coming and going, then I was in the grocery. But yes.
Heard you say a few minutes ago that you listened to Ray Taliaferro and Ray was on KGO for I think 30 years in that time slot.
I would listen to him for 5 minutes and then hang up KGO and discuss.
And did you stop listening to KGO altogether?
Yes, I did.
Because Ray Taliaferro was on one
because I'd rather listen to you.
Okay.
I switched from KGO to your station altogether because I thought everything that you had on was extremely interesting.
Right.
And positive for the country. I'm not concerned about. Listen, I've been through a very long, exciting, and sometimes rough life. I served in the military for 24 years. I flew a Navy airplane for 24 years. I'm no child. I'm an adult, and I love this country. And when I hear I don't care whether this guy was on a street corner. You know, he's not worthy to be called an American citizen just because he cannot be genteel enough to stand up to and then insult the genteel people that try to call in.
Yeah. Okay, Bob, thank you for calling and making your point here on the Saturday special. I really appreciate it. That was Bob in Soquel. Here's Joe in Corralitos. Let me see if I can bring Joe on. Hi, Joe. Welcome to KSCO.
Hey,
you're on the air.
Hi, MC. How's it going?
Okay. How you doing?
Hey, you know what? I served 25 years in the military also and retired in 1992. And I'll tell you, Rich Lieberman, I have respect for him because he is speaking the truth. and he has not used any foul language on the radio.
He hasn't used any foul language.
He has not used any foul language at all, and he has not disrespected anyone. And he always came back and asked them for a point, and they would never, you know, come out with a point. They would, you know, he asked them, "What did I say wrong?" You know, it. Anyway, I think he's great.
Well, thank you. You got good taste. No, look at people. Again, I get the feeling that guy was on for 6.5 minutes and didn't make one cohesive point, other than the fact that he was in the military and everything, and that I was basically a commie because, you know, he happens to be a Republican, which I said was shocking. And oh, by the way, this has turned into a political thing, folks. It doesn't really matter anymore, does it? I mean, if we're going to start talking about military people, and I don't care about Bush or Obama, or by the way, Obama did. I think he didn't. Isn't he the guy that got Bin Laden? But that's. I didn't want to bring that.
Yeah.
But of course it wasn't his credit. It was the other guy's credit. But it has nothing to do with politics, folks. This is beyond Democrat, Republican, Independent. You know, Tea Party, Occupy. This country has become immoral in its own right. It transcends politics. It transcends culture. It is, again, we've gone off the cliff. And if you guys don't get it, and unfortunately people like Joe gets it, and the guy that went and talked on and on for 6 minutes in the military, he thinks because he served in the military that makes him a pedigree of virtue. Give me a break. And by the way, I've been told by the host not to talk about this. I deferred to that man and let him drone on and put all of you asleep. So Joe, yeah, you understand what I'm saying, and I hope you call my show if I get a show on this station, and even if you don't agree with me, just call up and let's talk and let's hash it out. And again, those of you who think I'm a nutcase and I'm doing shtick, fine. I'm not doing shtick. I'm doing something that I've been talking about for years.
Yeah, and you know what, Richard? You know, with the cell phones, with the cell phone and masturbation, you are right on about that. See, you're talking above their heads. They can't get it. It is a form of masturbation.
It's
when
not a form. That's what exactly what it is.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with politics? Because
right.
If that ticked off the military guy, the 80-year-old guy, then you know, and the lady, I'm just because I said masturbating.
Right. Exactly. That's the whole point. It's in a dictionary. I mean.
Okay. Well, thanks, Joe.
Hey, Richard. Thank you very much.
Call me Rich, by the way. Don't call me Richard. Okay. It feels like a tax audit coming.
Thank you, Carlitos. Here's Glenn. Glenn. Hi, Glenn. You're
in here. I love this guy. I never heard of him. I don't know who he is, but he's great. And I'll tell you, the thing about it, Michael, and you know how I feel about this, is you give all this reverence and respect to your callers. And I think callers are just props. They're just there to be used and abused by the host for good radio, and the listeners are the ones that should be worshipped. Instead, you chastise this guy for giving the callers a dose of reality, which they need. And by the way, if you had this policy that I'm talking about, you wouldn't get these callers like Asa and Millie and all these regular people that make the show, you know, less than listenable. But you'd get different people like this last
Joe, let's start a hustler club in Monterey tomorrow,
Glenn.
I mean, Glenn. I'm sorry. I thought it was Joe. Glenn, you're in. Where's Fisher?
Glenn, that's his name.
Oh, Glenn. Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were calling.
No, I'm a big supporter of KSCO. I love Michael. I love his family.
All right, Glenn. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to yell my name out the window and make fun of the military guy that talked on for 6 minutes and didn't make one discernible point. So,
I'll yell out the window. I'm as mad as hell, and I can't take it anymore.
No, that line's been used already. But I deferred to the host here, and he invited me on graciously, and I had to sit back and listen to the 80-year-old guy who has nothing better to do than to react and call me a pinko and a commie and this and that, and I'm a liberal and this and I didn't say anything about politics other than the fact that I voted for Obama, which by the way I voted for Reagan the second term. So you know, I'm also a moron. That's what I keep saying. We're all morons.
I think you need to be a host, not a guest.
Thank you.
And I've been in the same seat that you're in situations where Michael has not.
He's giving me dirty looks right now. So this is you're helping the cause, but in a way you're
younger. No, Michael, you remember that.
You're not on a ventilator, I imagine. Are you? How old are you, sir?
Wait, hold on a minute.
Are you on? How old are you?
You remember?
He won't let you talk. He won't let you talk.
Yes, I won't. I interrupt people that even agree with me. But I want to ask: is this Glenn?
Yeah.
Glenn, how old are you?
None of your business.
No, I'm not trying to be. I'm being cool with you, man. What are you? In your 30s?
whatever, yes.
All sure. Right, 30, 34. And you're not on a ventilator?
No.
Okay. I rest my case. Next.
I want to hear what you have to say. Glad I'll pot him down. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I mean, I think he should be a host, not a guest. And, you know, I can relate to the situation he's in right now because you're hosting the show and he can't do a shtick. But then again, you know, this is the wrong venue, Rich, for you to do your shtick, only because you're a guest on a show with a man who really values, you know, how he treats his callers as much as how he treats his listeners. I've always agreed, I think, with you and not with Michael, that you really don't need to give the callers so much respect. It's the listeners who you need to respect. And I think you'd be a fun talk show host to listen to, and I hope Michael puts you on.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate the call. Okay?
Thanks, Glenn.
479-1080 is the phone number to call in area 831. You know, you can email mz@ksco.com, but I confess I haven't even put my email up. I'm going to do that during the break. But here's Claire in Scotts Valley. Claire, you're on the air. Hey, it's Ron.
Hi, Michael. I want to talk directly to Mike. Is that okay?
Okay. I'll turn him
okay,
down.
Okay. Now, Michael, you have been my favorite radio station, with the exception of Rush Limbaugh, for years and years and years, since like 1977. Okay. However, I am now going to turn off the station, and I think your guest ought to be arrested for verbal abuse. I don't believe I've ever heard anybody as rude and crude and unpleasant, and it's insulting, and so I'm turning off the radio, and I'm really, really, really sorry that you have him on.
And are you ever going to tune in again, even if I get rid of him and promise you and all the listeners who can't stand him that I'll never have him on again and certainly won't give him a show? Even if I were to do that, would you tune back into the radio?
Sure. I love Charlie. I like Rosemary. I even listen to the guy who's the what's left. I mean, I think you need to hear both sides, but no. You don't need to be insulted and abused.
Right. Okay.
So there we are. And,
I just
you know,
want to
I'm
make
really,
sure.
Okay. I think
Claire,
underneath,
I'm happy,
and maybe a nice person.
I'm happy that you weighed in on this, but I personally have a problem with people who say because they hear one thing on the radio station that offends them, that they will never listen to the radio station.
I didn't mean to say that.
Okay, that's what I thought.
No, I'm turning it off now.
Oh, okay.
I'll tune back in.
Oh, okay.
I just don't like to listen to abusive people. And
I gotcha.
A man who talks like that, I wouldn't let my children near him.
Uh-huh.
So there we are. I'm so sorry. I've just never called to complain before. In fact, I don't think I've ever called before.
Right. We're happy you called down. We're happy that any way you cut it, you're still going to like parts of the radio station.
Oh, sure.
Okay,
I mean, leave off Russ, what's his face?
Oh, yeah, you wish we didn't have Rush. What don't you like about Rush?
Well, you know, it's the delivery style.
He's a little pompous.
It's like he's always out there, and it's exhausting.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've done theater all my life. You have to give your audience a chance to rest.
Right. Okay.
And there's just no chance to rest with this clown you have on with you.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the call, Claire. You take care.
You're welcome.
Keep listening and keep calling. Okay, David and Gilroy. David, you're on the air on KSCO on the Saturday special.
Hey, I'm in Gilroy shopping, and I had to just wait to come online. You mentioned talking about your 2 o'clock What's Left program.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I gave it about 7 or 8 months, and I have now reverted to sports talk during that 2 o'clock.
But at least you do tune back into us.
I do tune back in. I do listen to Tuesday's Dr. Future because that's pretty amazing.
Uh-huh.
And I've tried.
And
but,
Mr. Logic is coming back with a thinking machine just after the first of the year. You'll
great,
be thrilled. Yeah.
Great.
Do you remember that show?
I do. I do remember it. And I did.
Yeah.
I did. I heard a discussion, was it last weekend, about Mr. Logic?
Yeah. Okay.
But as far as the 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, other than Tuesdays, I can't listen to it.
Hey, David, just do me a favor, though. This is Rich. Protect your children. Don't let them near me. That lady just put out a bulletin.
My kids listen to what the stations
I. And I was vile, right? I was vile, and I've just been a scourge. I might as well be the Black Plague. So be careful.
Well, you weren't vile, and my children are teenage children now.
Terrific.
They listen to what I listen to.
Well, thank you, David. You've been a great,
off,
great,
Dad,
great, great to have you on the air, Dave.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, David,
you guys
have a great appreciate
day.
Your call. Here is Lorraine in SoCal. Lorraine, you're on the air.
Hi. I both want to praise Rich and also reprimand it. And first, that I think that there is a lot of pornography there. 90% of men have a problem with pornography, but it's computers. It's not cell phones unless they're calling those 1-800 numbers where they can talk to women and satisfy themselves. So I just think that you need to be more accurate and say yes, that there's a huge problem out there with technology and pornography, but not blame it solely on cell phones.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not just cell phones. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Hey, Lorraine, all right, wait a minute.
Do you agree with that, correct? Just be accurate, that's all. You can say the M word, but be accurate how it applies to computers and not cell phones and the 1-800 numbers, not just calling your friends.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
Right.
Nicholas in Santa Cruz. Okay, Nicholas, you're on the air on KSCO.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to make a quick point. You know, if I were to call the host a racist, even though he hasn't said anything revolving around racism at all,
the host,
you wouldn't believe
the host,
it, right?
The host or the guest? Who are you talking about?
The guest, sorry.
Okay.
You know, it wouldn't make any sense, right? You wouldn't be insulted.
Me?
So why are all these people being insulted if he's not saying anything that doesn't make sense?
Yeah, wait till you're a host. Wait till you're a host. I'm the host now. It's my show. It's not yours. You're the guest here. So just wait.
Yeah.
Behave.
Yes.
Please behave like a guest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nicholas.
Thank you.
the guest was talking so much I didn't get to hear anything that you said, so please repeat it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, I mean, your guest here, the guy that you're trying out, the reason these people are getting so offended is because he's making points. He's not perfect. I'm not going to say he's perfect, and I don't think he's saying he's perfect. Mm-hmm. But the things he's saying are upsetting people because they have a degree of truth. If he was spewing nonsense, they wouldn't be calling up and getting angry with him. It's funny to listen to this, and that's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Okay. Appreciate your call to the Saturday special.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to have a discussion. We've got time here, okay?
Okay.
First off, I have nothing against old people. I have nothing against young people. I'm 49. I'm still in the age 25, 54. But I notice that a lot of these younger people calling up are agreeing with me, and the older people, except for the guy, Joe or whatever his name was, are just making just wanton like attacks without backing them up. So that should tell you something. That's number one. Secondly, all I have said, and this guy got it, and the other guy who just called, and the lady that just phoned got it, was if you're going to attack me on something I said, folks, then be specific. That's all I ask. We can have a decent – we don't have to agree. We can have a decent conversation. I haven't said anything racist. I haven't said anything – I may have ticked off a few people because I was saying some words that may not be heard on this radio station, but I have to learn that eventually maybe. So just all I ask for is, yeah, you want balance. You want a conversation and not a monologue. Let's have conversations. But just all I said was and say – is if you make an attack, just be specific, and I'd be happy to answer. The guy said I said there were 500 people. I was referring to press reports that said there were 500 people. Were there 50? No, I don't think there was 50 at the protest rally last week, which I wasn't a part of other than appearing there. So just don't make attack, and just give me a chance to respond. That's all I was trying to do.
John M. has sent an email to MZ at KSCO. It says, I noticed the younger generation really like Rich versus the elder generation.
And by the way, I love the older people. I watch shows that supposedly are out of my demographic. I'm the only schmuck that watched 60 Minutes, apparently, which, by the way, makes $100 million for CBS. I watch shows. I watch The Young and the Restless. When I said I don't watch TV, I don't watch American Idol. I've tried to, but I don't want to waste my time or The X Factor watching a talent show and all that. So I turn that stuff off. But I watch CNN and Fox News and MSNBC, and I read the paper, and I read the electronic paper. So I think I'm pretty well-versed. But, whoever just emailed, they made an excellent point.
Here is a new email from Rex Manson that was received 24 minutes ago. MZ, your plan. plan worked this morning. This shock jock has managed to piss off your entire listening ship. Turn your mom loose on him. Merry Christmas. Hey, Rick, is Kay still there in the radio station?
Right next to me.
Kay, I haven't ticked you off, have I?
Yes, you have. Oh, I think you're a disgusting human being.
Really?
And it's very unlikely that you're ever going to be on my radio station.
Oh.
Look elsewhere. And try to keep your mouth shut
when somebody else has the floor. Well, I actually was invited on by your son, but that's another
thing. Do you understand? Keep your mouth shut. Well, let somebody else talk.
I'm letting you talk right now.
Shut up right now. And you think you're going to get on this radio station?
I don't know.
Don't hold your breath.
Talk to my agent.
The answer is no.
Okay. So do you have anything else? Anything else relevant that you have to say, madam?
I want you to keep your mouth shut. You're not the one who's running the show.
Oh,
Michael is.
I see.
But you didn't give him a chance either. You took over the second you got on.
Well, that's why they had me on, miss.
Shut up.
I don't do real estate shows,
ma'am.
Shut
up.
Go ahead.
You're letting me talk?
Go ahead.
Michael.
I'm listening. Yeah.
Turn him off and put my commentary on.
Oh, yeah.
Will you do that?
I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
You did.
Yeah. Okay.
Put it on now and get rid of this garbage.
Come on, Kay, I'm even Jewish. Relax. Yeah. Come on.
I have nothing to do with being Jewish.
Come on, I gave money to Hadassah,
are,
too.
I'm ashamed of you.
Why?
You certainly don't...
I planted trees in Israel.
Oh,
come on.
Shut up, you fool.
Okay. Now, Rick, can you hit the commentary, please? Hey,
sure.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh,
this is the following point. Is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's whirling.
After almost three dismal years of Obama's leadership, we have learned that he has been a disaster. He has had no experience in leadership whatsoever. Many of us believe another 4 years of him will surely make our beloved U.S. a very weak country. Let's go back and review his initial campaigning and hopefully discourage others from voting him into office again. About Obama, we know at least that during his first 18 years, he was very much exposed to Islamic beliefs, mostly while living in Indonesia with his mother. Most important, however, are his core beliefs and to what extent he has internalized those teachings. Early on during his first campaign for the presidency, he said he supports homosexual marriage, racial prejudices, gun control, socialized medicine, and the absolute right to abortion, including partial birth abortion, which to me is barbaric. A baby about to come out of his mother's womb could have a gun put to his head legally by the attending physician if his mother gets cold feet at the last moment. And this has happened, and I'm sorry to say, continues to happen legally. Obama is anti-war, voted against the Patriot Act, and opposes the death penalty. He said he loves Jimmy Carter, and he, Obama, was one of the most liberal members of the Senate during his short tenure. He voted to give Social Security to illegals along with Hillary, and they both voted against making English the official language of the U.S. I should add that during his stay in the Senate, he never voted yes or no on anything. He always voted present, which means that he did not vote at all. Many times during these past 3 years, he has shown his difficulty to make decisions, often wanting to put off crucial ones until after this coming election. This habit shows weakness for the leader of a great country. He may have adjusted some of those core beliefs, especially since his trips to Iraq, Europe, and Afghanistan, where he tasted the power of the presidency. Too bad that it was more important for him to show the world what a great basketball player he was, while he dissed the soldiers standing in line for a long time to shake his hand. please, Americans, think very carefully before you put your trust again in this inexperienced, elitist man who for 20 years was very comfortable listening to anti-American sermons. What we do this time will determine our direction in the world. Will we remain a world leader or perhaps become a mediocre third world country? For KSCO, this is Case Whirling.
Okay, it's 11:39 on your favorite radio station. At least it used to be your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO.
Look at Mr. Zwirling. You're the host, and I was the invited guest. And to Kay, look, I'm not saying anything to this is not shtick. This is not intent to get people angry or ticked off. I'm not doing this. This is how I feel. You can agree with me. You can disagree. I get the feeling that a lot of people agree with me. Even the ones who disagree with me have taken the time to respond. And that's all I ask for, folks. This is apolitical. This transcends politics, okay? We got to get off our butt, and we got to start doing things.
All right.
Because,
we've gone
off the cliff.
You went off. You started the radio program tearing down the country.
Yes.
with no solutions.
Yes.
So there is
a solution. We have to do something. We have to have a cultural revolution.
What does that mean?
What do you think it means? I'm not saying a virtual revolution. I don't want to have violence in the streets.
Why do Jews always answer questions with questions? Why shouldn't they?
Why shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me be the comedian. That's not funny. That's a line that I've used anyway. Let's go to another call. But I'm just saying this is not. And somebody called me a shock jock. A shock jock. I'm not trying to be Howard Stern or anything like that. Howard Stern has done quite well for himself, but a shock jock? I'm just saying what's on my mind.
Right.
And if you want me to continue to say this, then talk to this guy or write this guy. But this is how I feel. What's a cultural revolution? You start acting. It's not. What are you guffawing
too
about?
Much.
Get Why off. Am I too much?
Yeah, just let
Wait
somebody...
Wait a minute, madam,
let the host talk.
Miss Kay, listen to me.
Let the guests talk.
Miss
Kay... just keep quiet
we probably...
see if you can learn something instead of giving all the advice.
I actually want a MP3 of that. But anyway...
Michael, did you tell him to keep talking?
I can't really control this.
I know.
We need to revolt, Kay.
He's an egomaniac.
We got a party.
Get him off the air.
Now wait
God
a minute, Ma.
It.
George Myers, who is a very good supporter of the station. You want to hear what George Myers just emailed?
If we can get this other guy off the
air.
Well,
wait a minute. George Myers says, Michael, tell your mom to take a chill pill.
Yeah. Well,
I thought you owned the station. Rich is funny and articulate. He's the Don Rickles
of
talk
of the
radio.
Station,
I'm not even Don Rickles.
Veto mom and put him on. Now, God.
Mom, let's just do this. Let's go have some gefilte fish and some vodka. We'll party later.
I'm not interested in looking at you.
Why?
Why? Because you have a sexy voice, masturbating.
Well, what's a pig? I got to hand it to you for that line. Why am I? I'm a pig? What have I said that's wrong?
Michael, oh God!
Okay, come on.
You would have gotten him off.
Kayster, come on,
o'clock.
Ma.
Enough already.
A lot of people are very, very upset, and a lot of people are very, very happy.
Well,
what's
I'm sorry.
Kay, you're a nice Jewish woman. Now listen to me.
I don't want to listen to you. Acknowledge the fact that what I've said is right.
Okay. Even you could agree with that.
Bob, do you want to hear this letter, this email from Bob Champion?
Yeah.
It says, I am so pleased that your mom still has a vote at KSCO, and a big one, I assume. KGO was, by and large, a far-left radio station. That's why KSFO took off. As you know, liberal talk radio doesn't and hasn't worked.
Right.
I think it means don't let the left pull your great station into that abyss, from Bob and Carmel. P.S. Keep in mind that there are a lot of us conservatives and ex-military in this area.
That's shocking.
Okay. Now,
I agree with George.
He just can't stop talking.
No, I'm talking. Well, what would you? I mean, I'm not a wall. What do you want me to be? A wallpaper?
Keep your mouth shut until you're asked.
No, I'm going to talk. I have the air. You're talking.
Okay.
We're having a discussion right now.
Now here it comes.
I think it's secret love. I think your mother likes me. Actually.
Hello?
She just won't
Don and Salinas.
Don and Salinas.
Hi,
Don.
Hi, yeah. Well, I wanted to. To put in my 2 cents worth on your guest there.
Yes.
Okay.
This smells bad.
Okay. I don't think he's a shock jock. I think he's an Ed Asner. He's a flaming liberal and moderate.
Flaming liberal. Ed Asner.
Oh yeah, flaming liberal.
Is he still moderate?
You keep going wink wink nudge nudge. I voted for Obama. Well, he's the epitome of all that you've been railing against.
Yeah,
so to me, it's all shtick.
Wait. Okay. So Don, is that all
yeah.
you want to say, or did you want to say
no,
some more?
No, that's. Well, yeah, I would like to say some more.
Okay,
go ahead and say some more,
and then we do have other callers that we want to get in, and we also have to do the commercial break for this hour. But anyhow, Don, go ahead, finish up.
Well, anyhow, yeah, if somebody doesn't like you, you want to shuffle them off real fast. That's real professional. Now, look, you guys look at Ron Paul's foreign policy program.
Okay.
You think that it's immature, that it's naive, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the same foreign policy that Obama was pushing when he was running for president. Not a spit of difference. I'll talk to him. I'm a nut job, and I'll do this and I'll do that. And you voted for it. So, you know, how...
Yeah, I voted for Reagan, too, so I guess I'm a commie pinko, too.
That I don't know if you voted for Reagan.
Well, how do you know? I said, so if I said I voted for Obama, you're not. So if I told you I voted for Reagan in the second term, I wasn't going to vote for Mondale.
Well, you know, you might have voted for Reagan because you're like the rest of the American Idol idiots. You vote for who's most popular.
So I guess I'm an idiot. If I happen to disagree, or you happen to disagree with me, I guess I'm an idiot. Okay. Well, that's good. That's an
indictment. Wait, I didn't disagree with you on Reagan. I voted for Reagan in the second term.
This is not about politics. I don't know why this has turned into a political thing, because guess what? This transcends politics. We fell off the cliff. Politics has the least to do with it because these idiot politicians and these stupid the comedy show called the Republican Debates. Folks,
now you just made it political.
You say
the Republican debate was a comedy show.
Yes,
well,
it is. It's the funniest
is the
thing
Democratic
on television.
Debate, then?
There hasn't
What's
been
Democratic,
Democratic
debate.
I,
then?
Sir,
right,
I,
there hasn't been one. That's the biggest joke
well,
on American
we'll have,
society there is.
Well, look, sir, if you're trying to make this purely political, I'm telling you.
No. It's not political. It's an emperor has no clothes syndrome.
Okay.
We have a society that votes and thinks and buys according to what they think other people will do. That's why they're on Facebook.
I'm
saying,
telling you,
I'm
the country is going
Twitter.
To hell in a handbasket, and no matter who becomes president, if Obama is reelected, or if we get Gingrich, or if we get the other guy, the Mormon guy, whatever he is, it's not going to make one iota of difference. The only, you know, it may make a difference in the Supreme Court, but this isn't about politics. Just hear me out.
Well, no.
I
bet you wanted a cultural revolution.
Yes.
With Obama.
Yes.
And look what we got.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
like we're going to get anything better. I mean, again, I've changed my affiliation. I'm an independent. Okay, and I vote because I vote. It's the American thing to do, and I'm trying to be patriotic. But if you really think the next guy who sits in the White House is going to have any impact on anything we do in our lives and all that you're badly misinformed, my friend.
Well, look at the impact the guy in the White House has on us now. We can't afford gasoline.
But,
we can't do anything. Our kids can't eat a decent lunch at school.
The guy in the White House affects a lot. Okay,
yes, it is. Don't make me defend the guy.
Again, I'm not crazy about that. I'm not crazy about the fact that he takes these, you know, these kind of ill-advised trips and to Hawaii. Maybe he's entitled to a vacation. But again, I'm not gonna. Just look at. If I'm gonna get a gig here, this is not gonna be about politics.
Don, I want to thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Rick, back in the. We got Don in Santa Cruz, Nick in Santa Cruz, Kim in Watsonville. We promise we're gonna get to all of your calls, but we want to do the commercial break here. Okay. So Rick, if you can run the commercial. Commercial break for the second hour. I would appreciate it. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, with a Saturday special.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Coast Paper and Supply has been family-owned and operated since 1948. They have a wide array of products available, including brand name and eco-friendly cleaning supplies, paper goods, and compostable plates, cups, and cutlery. Whether your needs are for business or home, Coast Paper and Supply's friendly and reliable staff have what you're looking for. They even accommodate special orders. You can find them at 151 Josephine on River Street in Santa Cruz, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30, or call at 831-423-3350. Coast Paper and Supply is a proud member of Think Local First.
Our local Red Cross responds to over 2 home fires every week here in the Monterey Bay Area, and electrical problems are a leading cause of home fires. Hello, I'm Chris Jensen with JM Electric. One cause of home electrical fires is degradation, which simply means that your electrical wiring and connections have become old and worn out. Prime conditions for starting a fire in your home. JM Electric's current safe inspection can determine if there is degraded wiring inside your walls. To see if your home can benefit from a current safe inspection, call JM Electric today for a free, no-obligation assessment, 422-7819, or jamelectric.com. Now a word from our friends at your local Red Cross.
Hello, I'm Rita Chick, CEO of the Santa Cruz County Chapter of the American Red Cross. There were 117 home fires in the Monterey Bay area last year, and 70 similar disasters in Santa Cruz County. A lot of families needed our help. You can help them by donating your time and money to your Santa Cruz and Monterey County Red Cross chapters. We thank you, and your friends and neighbors thank you.
From Positiempo to Pebble Beach, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz.
Okay, it's 11:49, 11 minutes left on this edition of the Saturday Special. MZ here along with Rich Lieberman from Rich Lieberman 415 media blog. This has sort of been evolving into what may become a talk show here on the radio station. Wait a second. What were you saying, Rich?
I said I even watch Fox News. I don't hate to be called a liberal or this or that or a conservative or a pinko or this or the military guy and your mother. I hear guffawing. I pretty much watch and listen to every. If you turn yourself off, just like any quote unquote conservative people don't watch MSNBC, how would they hate Keith Olbermann then? I'm not trying to tick anybody off. You got to
keep quiet.
I like you. Hey, Kay, you have
talking too much.
Kay, you have a hot voice. Can I tell you that? I'm being dead serious. There's no shtick.
Just be quiet.
No, you're hot. You are a hot woman.
You disgust me.
Why? Why do
because
I disgust you?
Your ego is so big that every time you open your mouth, you can't just say a sentence.
Well, I'm glad something is
you
big,
just
but that's another story.
You got too much to say, you're not that great.
I didn't say
you're
I was.
Nothing.
No, Ma, no, you
okay,
be nice.
I guess that means our
Let
date is off.
Let somebody else get
okay.
close. Turn
take
off.
You to,
Michael, he's making you look like a wimp. Take care of him.
Okay, what should I do to so that
to
I don't
get
look
him,
like a...
Get him off the air.
I love your voice.
So I don't look like a wimp.
Can I talk to you after the show? Just,
no, I'm not
come on.
Interested in
you know, last
you
night,
at all.
Nick in Santa Cruz.
Wait a minute. I called phone sex last night. The woman says, not tonight, I've got an earache.
Okay. Nick, you're on the air.
Hello?
Nick. Yeah, you're on. You're on, Nick.
Who's that?
All right. So I have a couple questions for
okay.
Rich.
Yeah, go ahead. What's the first question?
One question for Rich would be, so in order to get away from all the drama that's been happening, I have a reasonable question to ask you. So what do you think about the Occupy movement? What do you think about their tactics in Santa Cruz? Do you think that they're ultimately successful in waking the
fuck
up or not?
No, I'll tell you what. I like the Occupy movement, but they're idiots and morons, back to my central thesis. And here's why. Don't go to Oakland and try to and piss off the woman that has a small business and the bank that really – the Wells Fargo branch. Go to places like Silicon Valley. You know, where the cash is if you're pissed off at these companies, okay? You don't go to Oakland. You don't go to downtown. You go to downtown San Francisco, but the idea of going to Oakland makes no sense and is utterly ridiculous. All you did is you hurt your cause. I'm assuming you're part of that cause. Hey, there are a lot of things about it that I agree with and a lot of things I disagree with. Again, these are people that are fed up. A lot of people thought these were just hobos and bums and people like that. It transcends politics. These people are pissed off, and there's concern. Conservative people and liberal people, and every walk of life was there. It wasn't just these guys going and hippies and what have you. So I think there's a lot of merit to what they tried to do. They have to have better tactics and they have to have better organization, and they got to pick a better real estate. They don't go to Oakland. They got to hit the big cities like New York. So it's, you know, and they picked the wrong time to start it up. You got to pick summertime around spring. You don't start in the fall and go in the wintertime. So that's okay. What's your next question?
Okay, thank you.
Is he gone? Okay.
In Santa Cruz. Here's Kim in Watsonville. Kim, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hello, and hello, Kay.
Hi.
I would like to wish every bless your heart.
She hates
Merry
me.
Christmas and happy Hanukkah
to everyone.
Keep your
mouth shut. Your other
I'm calling
Baruch Ato Adonai.
Hello. Am I on the air?
You're on.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I would love it if I'm not interrupted by you. As I said, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Let's not forget that it is Christmas Eve. And as far as KSCO, you are near and dear to our community, certainly with Kay at the helm all these years. You are a treasure in our community, and it's a personal assault to many listeners to hear her harassed and degraded on the radio, not only today, but also when Ray Taliaferro was on. And I hear you snickering in the background, and my young son was listening, and he was ashamed, actually, and he said, Mom, what happened to respecting your elders? If KSCO takes on a lot of these far-left radio people as hosts, I think you'll lose a lot of your conservative base, and it would be a real shame and an affront to the community that has stood by you all these years. I fear it may be because of concerns about the Fairness Act, but please, you are the only...
Yeah, you know, if the fairness doctrine comes back in, we're going to have to let guys like Rich on.
I can,
we're going to have to,
no,
or else that'll
won't.
Be the end of
Michael,
or else that'll be the end of the station.
Hide
no.
the children.
Maybe he'll that's get why on when hell freezes over.
Hide the kids. Hide the
maybe
children.
Maybe that's why... Maybe that is why this is occurring, but my point is, my parents taught me to respect my elders, and my young son, Chase, said, Mom, what happened to respecting your elders? It's an abomination that this man would be on the radio station talking as he is to your mother. And honestly, I just am ashamed and appalled that KSCO is allowing it to happen. And Michael, you do need to take control. Show some respect for your mother, for God's sake.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Bless you. And I love your commentaries, Kay. Thank you so much. And God be with all
Thank
of us.
Thank you
and
for listening.
Okay. Now, do we have any other callers? It looks like that's the end of the callers. Unless now, we do have about 4 minutes left. 4, 7, 9, 10. Is there anything you want to say in a closing monologue?
In all seriousness, Kay.
Ma, please.
Okay.
Exercise the courtesy that you want him to exercise.
Please let me talk now.
He has no respect for anybody.
I have a lot of respect. I'm going to be very serious now. I have an 89-year-old mother myself, and I take her to the hair place. I drive her around. I call it the Jewish driving Miss Daisy. So I don't think I was disrespectful to you. With all due respect, ma'am, you've done very well in life. It looks like you've raised a nice, wonderful son who looks like Bill Press. Oh, that liberal from CNN, or used to be with CNN. But no, folks, I'm not doing shtick. This is me, for better or worse, you know? That's why I have to, resort to, Facebook for dates.
Hey, Ma. Ma, yes? Can you see that the board is totally jammed now?
That doesn't mean that it's jammed with...
Okay, well, let's find out real quick here.
You can.
Okay, Reggie and Pebble Beach. Reggie, real quick.
I think that was great. However, I think these liberals should be put on your show with one thing. They can't cut callers off when they have them by the proverbial balls, like Mike does and Kava. Every time somebody has them, they cut them off. And that's one thing I don't like.
He cuts off the proverbial balls. Huh.
Yeah. Are you saying that because I'm Jewish?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Reggie,
I thought that was funny.
Reggie, thank you. We want to get through to all these. Bill and Monterey, real quick, yes or no on Rich?
Oh, Rich is fine. He's got his own point of view, and I think he's right about one thing. If people in this country had any courage or guts, they'd be marching on Washington, D.C., throwing these people out.
Thank you.
Okay, good. And I think even Kay would agree with that. Anyhow,
we don't need
Merry
this
Christmas.
Garbage on our station.
Yeah. Okay.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for the fine radio station you are.
Even this show?
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Even this show? Even
yes.
With this guest?
I said Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, whatever. You guys are great.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill and Monterey. Now, here's Lee in Spreckles, California. Lee, real quick here, yes or no?
Michael, the difference is that Alex Jones brings the truth.
Yeah.
About what's causing both parties to go down the tube America going down the tube. This guy brings no evidence, and he brings all kinds of chaos.
And
let me guess,
and I brought the towers down too, right?
I'm going to have a nice talk with Rich after this program, okay? Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it.
One other thing. I went up there, and I got two books of Kay's because I honor and respect this lady. And I hope you take care of the towers, right?
I brought the towers down too,
you're
right?
You're going to buy one of Kay's books.
I'm going to pay retail for it, Kay.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to even have.
Will you autograph my book? Your book?
Get lost because you're not going to be on this station.
Thank you. Okay, David in Watsonville. David, you're on the air.
Hello. I find your mother a little bit rude, but I find this guy rude. I quit watching KGO for people like this. I do like a lot of his opinions, although he does get a little nasty, which is not good.
Nasty?
Good, and he interrupts a lot. But yeah, he's got a filthy mind. He'll gladly talk about...
filthy mind. I like that.
Having anal sex on the air. He'll do things like that.
Did you say that? I didn't say that. I don't like it.
You already have a couple of people in the afternoon on your show like this... I'm already having trouble listening to some of your...
Well, keep listening the best you can, because you never know what's going to happen. Hey, that's it. Rick, have you got the That's All, Folks? Have you got it there somewhere? Good. Okay, thank you.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It is 12 noon. Here is CNN News.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich has failed to collect enough signatures to appear on the Virginia primary ballot. CNN's Athena Jones reports the Republican presidential candidate may be a front runner. But there are serious questions about how long that will continue, given this development.
It really matters whether you have the organization. And so people who may have been giving Gingrich a real look before might now be scratching their heads and thinking maybe he doesn't have it all together. That's a real problem.
This week's GOP address comes on Christmas Eve. Congressman Mike Pence encourages Americans to remember our troops who stand in harm's way so that we can enjoy this season in peace and freedom.
Even as one conflict draws to a close and joyful homecomings abound, let's also remember the empty chair at every holiday table for those who won't be with family this year.
Yemen's embattled president is planning a trip to the U.S., but his political party says it won't be to seek medical treatment. Ali Abdullah Saleh was seriously injured in June during an assault on the presidential palace. Thousands of people converged on the streets of Moscow to call for fair elections. CNN's Phil Black reports this mass protest followed one earlier this month after parliamentary election results were announced.
This protest movement, which has been growing in Moscow over the last month or so, is still continuing to grow because over the last few weeks, having let off some steam 2 weeks ago with tens of thousands then, having listened to the government's recent proposals for political reform, we saw this huge crowd here today.
Headed into the holiday weekend, the top film in North America is Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, the fourth in the series. Tom Cruise and company earned nearly $10 million Friday.
Jump now?
Yes, commit. Jump.
Jump.
Jump. And I catch you. Now.
Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows was second, followed by Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
At some stores, holiday shopping is hard.
Hi, I'm looking for holiday gifts, and I need a poor selection of tech products.
You've come to the right place. Our selection is pathetic.
Oh, and the prices on your tablets and laptops are...
astronomical.
Perfect.
But at Staples, it's easy to find last-minute deals on great tech gifts like the thin and light Samsung Princeton laptop, pre-installed with Microsoft Home and Student for only $399. Easy shopping, easy saving. Staples, that was easy.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh, no, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With the holidays underway, which holiday movie character reminds you of your boss? Career Builder's Michael Irwin says when they asked that question, bosses did rather well.
Scrooge didn't even make the top 10.
Humbert!
And you have to go down to number 7 before you find the Grinch.
Tomorrow is Christmas.
is practically here.
George Bailey from Wonderful Life came in at the top.
To my big brother George, the richest man in town.
His qualities well-liked, always willing to help others, and coming in second.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Rudolph can navigate successfully through tough situations. A lot of these qualities that we're finding are what makes a good boss.
Like third on the list, Willie from Bad Santa, rough around the edges, but not a bad guy. Fourth was Ralphie from A Christmas Story, who stayed focused on one goal.
The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
And rounding out the top five, Kevin from Home Alone, resourceful and independent.
Yes.
I'm Steve Potusk from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
12:05 on this Saturday, December 24th, Christmas Eve. This is KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Rick O'Shea with a King of the Hill traffic update. Northbound 101 right at the San Luis County line. Do watch out for a two-car accident on the right side. Major injuries. CHP is there on scene. No other hazards to let you know about. We do expect mighty heavy traffic, however. Last full shopping days left for Christmas. People are traveling. Certainly give yourself added time headed wherever you may be this afternoon. Temperatures will top out in the upper 50s and low 60s. Cold tonight, dropping down to the upper 20s and low 30s. It's 66 degrees outside KSCO studios here in Santa Cruz on KSCO. Time for Perspectives.
Good afternoon. You've tuned in to the Perspectives Radio Show. My name is Donald Davidson. I am your host, and joining me in the studio, especially